And so we're starting our practice, as always, by being aware of ourselves sitting here in whatever posture suits, as upright as possible, even if we're sitting cross-legged. Hands on our laps or on our knees, whichever suits. Being as comfortable as is possible in these chairs. And being aware of ourselves sitting. Having a sense of being here. And developing our sense of being here by tuning into our breathing. What is our breath like now in this moment? Is it steady? A little bit rushed. Noticing where we're breathing from our abdomen or we have maybe a sense of our chest rising and falling. Or we're aware of the passage of air into and out of our nostrils. Or possibly a combination of all three. Allowing ourselves to become familiar with the rhythm of our breathing right here, right now. And then maybe allowing this sense of our breathing to fade slightly into the background as we become aware of our bodies sitting here breathing. Having a sense of being right here, right now. Noticing how our bodies are feeling. As best we can without judgment about anything we are experiencing. At the end of a day's work, we might notice our body feels different to when we start our day. And so we're noticing the differences and being with them as best we can. And in previous practices, when the mind has wandered, the invitation has been to be aware of the breathing and bring the attention of the mind back to the breath. In this practice, we're going to be doing something a little different. When there are thoughts in the mind, the encouragement is to tune into any experiences in the body that might go along with whatever is happening with thoughts in the mind, or maybe there are feelings around as well. And so we're tuning in now to our body's reaction to what's going on in the mind, and allowing ourselves to pay attention to what's happening. Deliberately paying attention to the experience of the body in reaction to any thoughts or feelings that may be around, with as much openness and spaciousness as we can do at the moment. Maybe exploring the sensations and what they feel like. Maybe a particular part of the body that's experiencing some discomfort, possibly. And maybe it's possible for the direction of attention to be put in that area, exploring what's going on, being with those sensations without any judgment. If there are no thoughts and feelings around at the moment, you may choose to bring to mind the difficulty that you discussed or thought about after reading the poem by Rumi, allowing that to be in the mind as best you can, the difficulty may be something that's happened fairly recently. It might be something in the past. Whatever it is, we're paying attention to something that's important but not critical. Maybe a sense of unpleasantness or an unresolved argument, or feelings and thoughts of guilt and regret. Whatever it is, we're allowing these to be in our mind right here and right now. And when the issue is firmly present, we're guiding our attention to any experiences in the body that happen as a result of the situation. Wherever in the body that might be. Maybe noticing any tightening or bracing of the body. maybe allowing ourselves to explore the edges of that. Maybe saying to ourselves, it's okay for this to be here. It's around at the moment. Let it be. It may be possible for us to breathe into that particular part of the body, breathing in to that part on an in-breath and letting go on the out-breath. Maybe we'll be able to say, as we breathe out, softening, opening, letting go. We may notice that the sensations in the part of the body where they're occurring might change as we rest with them. The intensity might slacken. The feelings may well ebb and flow, letting go. And maybe tightening up a little bit. And what we're doing is we're watching this process of movement around the sensations that we are experiencing, allowing them to be there. As we read about in the Rumi poem, we're not saying whatever happened is okay. What we're saying is, these feelings are around, and that's okay. And as best we can, we are creating some space around the feelings that we have in our body. Noticing how they fluctuate and change. And if things feel fairly settled, you might try experimenting with holding these sensations in the body and having a sense of yourself breathing as well. Maybe being able to say, on the out-breath, softening, opening, allowing, letting be. And if there is a sense of calmness or quietness about what has been experienced, maybe you'd like to now focus 100% on your breathing. Noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. And noticing possibly any changes that you might be aware of in the body associated with the issue that you've been bringing to mind. And if anything else comes to mind, any feelings of which you are aware, you may wish to pay attention to those for a moment or two, exploring what those feelings may be about, both physically in the body and also what they represent. Knowing that by paying attention to our body, we are developing a capacity to be with feelings and situations that are not always comfortable. And now allowing your attention to come back to your breathing. Noticing the quality of the breath now.